Hey, everybody. Before we do the episode, I just need to take a second to tell y'all that early this morning, Josh's cat, Bella, passed away. I was going to come and do this and tell you that Josh had a GoFundMe for her vet bills, and then overnight it got worse, and she unfortunately passed away. But Josh still has a GoFundMe open, so if you want to help out with his vet bills, he's been in and out of the vet this entire month. Him and Latasha are not doing great right now, as you might imagine. So if you want to help them out a little bit, you can either go to his Twitter at LLCoolRunnings. It's his pinned post, or you can go directly to gf.me/u/YVDKRG if you want to help them out in this real bummer of a time. Thanks. All right, on to the episode. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 491 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 33, General Deception, part 1.
It aired on October 4th, 2003, is written by Ann Austin and directed by Wayne Rose. Now, we have decided, not decided, but figured out that Ann Austin and Ann Knapp are the same person, right?
They are the same person.
Okay, because yes. Ann Knapp is the writer on the next two.
That's weird, because she was, so maybe,
I don't know if this is a Power Rangers thing, or if this is a Wikipedia thing.
Yeah, that's what I guess in the next couple episodes, I'm going to have to see what the thing said, because I remember last time her name came up, like, earlier in the season, it was, like, Ann Knapp, but it was on Wikipedia, it was Ann Austin. We're like, oh, well, that's her, because I guess she got married. Right. But if they keep going back and forth, then, like,
maybe it's not her.
Maybe it is different people, and we just decided they were the same woman. If you're new here, hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Oh, my window's open. It's loud out there.
Speaking of open windows, they've just been driving tractors. I think they're mowing.
Just mowing the cornfield.
But they don't mow with mowers. They just mow with big tractors.
You know, if all you got's a tractor, I guess every problem looks like a nail.
Just drag a big blade down the side of the road.
That's one way to do it. How close to the ground can it really get, though, do you think?
I mean, it just looks like a tractor trailer, so I don't know. A tractor trailer combo.
Well, I will keep an ear out for that when I'm editing. Where was I before my window was open? If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because it's Ninja Storm, and it's pretty good. I like them. I like them, Ninja Storm.
Overall, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. We're going to go watch General Deception, right? My voice just did a thing. I think my voice just cracked. I'm going through third puberty right now.
Every 10 years.
Every 10 years, you get a fresh puberty. No one tells you that in health class, but I'm going to try to get through this thing going real quick. And we're going to go watch General Deception,
Ninja Storm Ranger Form. And we're back, and we just watched General Deception, Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there was some deception on part there, of some generals.
Yeah, it was there, technically. It wasn't really, like, a thing. Also, during this episode, I realized I would much rather just watch the episode where they go camping. Like, and no monsters show up, and nothing happens. It's just, like, these kids hanging out. I would like to watch an episode like that, just at least once.
I'd say there's always part two, but I mean, it's just gonna, part two is gonna be more of this, and then at the end, we'll get to see them high five in their camp setup, and then that'll be it.
So, heyjakeandjosh.com, that's the website. You can go there, you can go listen to old episodes. And now, we have a classic feed, but thanks to Sizzle at Dark Data TRC, we have a whole ass RSS feed of our first 10 seasons. So you can just put into stuff, and Josh has been going through and adding descriptions and numbers to
it. I'm going through it chunks at a time.
Well, there's 400 and something episodes. Yeah,
so I figured what I would do first is I would go through and add the numbers and Power Ranger episode titles to everything. Because of the way the RSS feed is, there's now a way we can have it. So on the like landing screen for the feed, the list of all the episodes,
yeah,
would have our episode name. And then right underneath it, the Power Rangers episode name.
Yeah, so you know which is which.
Yeah. So I'm going to go through and I'm going to do that for everything. And then I'll re-upload the feed so that updates. And then I'll add all the descriptions after. I just want to get the numbers done.
Okay, but
It is up right now. You can go listen to any episode through Wild Force.
Yeah.
Any non-bonus episode.
Yeah.
Which now that I kind of have like a grip on RSS and like a template I can copy-paste.
Yeah.
I might just make a bonus episode feed to put all the old bonus episodes in, but that won't be until 2021.
that's a analog pocket amount of time away, so
right.
Yeah, so that's pretty dope. So thank you, Sizzle, because boy howdy is that just so much easier than trying to make a whole bunch of volumes and all that. And
then just having it in front of me has allowed me to reverse engineer it. So now I kind of understand how it works.
Which is good because we kind of can use it for all of our other shows too now. Because they have the same problem is that eventually they just disappear because of the non-Euclidean way we decided to make podcasts so many years ago. After one Google search.
Well, it was 6 years ago.
There weren't a lot of ways to do it. You either had to have a website and know-how or do it this way, pretty much, or pay money, which we definitely did not have 6 years ago. So
that's true.
Not that we have significantly more now.
We did it. We did it the cheapest possible way.
Yeah. We started the first like 20 episodes or whatever. Maybe it was more than that. It was a lot, actually. The first a bunch of episodes were on Google Drive. The links were on Google Drive, and then Google was like, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
you can't host this file here.
We had to get a secret plugin to like get it to work.
Yeah.
And then Google Drive updated, and that plugin didn't work anymore.
And no one updated the plugin, and we were like, well, I guess we'll get a website. Here we are, making it work. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphingGrid. We're on Orva Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Podbay. We're on Podbay B. We're on Pod Camping, where you go camping, and it's just podcasts on instead of music.
Is that basically just camping? Basically you all sit around the campfire and play a podcast.
Listen to a nice podcast. Have a good time sitting around with your TV.
How bonkers would it be? This is the dumbest thing that maybe I'll ever say.
Okay.
Everyone sits around the campfire and your buddy pulls out the old acoustic guitar and plays notes that match up to the words being spoken on the podcast and turns the podcast into an acoustic guitar song.
I would love to see that. Almost any podcast, I would love to see that. I would especially double love it if it was one of ours, because I'm narcissistic that way. Pod camping, it's just that. It's just it turns it into a nice, gentle. So like it's a regular podcast, but it just puts like fire noises under it, mm-hmm. and like you said, an acoustic guitar. It's done algorithmically. So sometimes it's not great, but it's there.
It's like on the original DS where it had that like little app that would make your whatever song you put into it, quote unquote, 8-bit, and it would just come out
MIDI
like
version. it was just a crunchy noise. It was like, oh, cool, someone ran over some bubble wrap with a car, and that's supposed to be, I guess, Alkaline Trio. Probably not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is what Thunderstruck would sound like if it was dial-up noise. Cool, thanks, Nintendo.
I love you, Nintendo. If you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that'd be great. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the show. And if you would like to do that, we'd really appreciate it. Because, you know, this is a Monday episode because it's a part one.
Right.
So we're going to jump right in. But before we do, Josh, did you hear the news?
Is this the XFL news?
Yep.
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear the news about the XFL that Dwayne The Rock Johnson bailed out Vince McMahon and his dumb idea, and yeah. Now The Rock owns a football league?
Yeah.
This is the phrase, the Dwayne The Rock Johnson just purchased the XFL is the maybe the best phrase in the English language. Because, number one, it shows that Vince McMahon sucks. Can't do anything right.
Well, I think the XFL was off to a good start, and then a pandemic literally smashed its head against the wall.
The pandemic happened. COVID started, and then they had to shut everything down. And, like, let me tell you, of all the sports, the least essential one is the XFL. So, like, yeah, of course they shut down, right? But then Vince went, and then that was it. And they filed bankruptcy on it, and they're like, whatever, it's gone. But then The Rock, this big muscular angel, sweeps in. He picks up all of his little XFL buddies, and he's like, don't worry, little babies, I'll carry you to the next season.
I'll carry you to the touch zone for an end down.
So apparently it's not just The Rock. So it's The Rock, his ex-wife, and his production partner for his production company, 7 Bucks Productions. They teamed with a guy named Jerry Cardinal. He has like a investment firm or a private equity firm called Redbird Capital. And they bought the whole XFL for $15 million, which doesn't seem like a lot to me.
No. For a whole football league?
The whole thing.
I think it's only, what, 8 teams? 10 teams, maybe?
It was 8 teams.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, like, they still have a deal with Fox, like, because, like, they filed bankruptcy, but, like, the deal was still in place. So now I guess The Rock just, like, is like, let me get that, too. So now he just has a deal with... I'm stoked to watch the new and improved Rock-owned XFL.
Yeah, I'm very happy that it that it has been saved by Uncle Handsome.
Thank you, Uncle Handsome, for this gift. Anyway, that's all I just wanted to say, because I think we are the number one XFL podcast on the internet.
Every time I refer to him as Uncle Handsome, I try to think if that was a fever dream that we both had or if that was real.
See, if it was two of us, it was three of us, because it was Tony too.
Right.
And I don't know, because it was when he was like promoting some movie. And it was the first time he'd been back before, like, 2011, where he's like, I'm back and I'm never leaving again. See you in 9 months. But he was like, I don't even know if he was there, if he was via satellite, but he did not refer to himself as The Rock.
It was via satellite. It was like a pre-recorded promo, essentially, for, like Journey to the Center of the Earth or something.
Yeah, probably the second one, because he wasn't in the first one. That was Brendan Fraser.
Right.
But yeah. I don't actually know, and I've never heard a single living soul besides us refer to it. And honestly, at this point, I'm afraid to look, because I don't want to be proven wrong. Anyway, good looking out, Uncle Handsome. Thank you for all your football-related charity work, I guess. Do you want to talk about this camping-focused episode of Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Now, it's important to know that you hate camping.
I don't like camping. I don't mind everything before the sleep part.
So
I don't mind hanging around a campfire and like shooting shit. That's fine. That's
you just don't want to sleep in the woods.
I just want to come home and sleep in my bed after.
Okay. I haven't been camping in a grip, and I think now that I'm back in New Hampshire, I'm gonna try. And I have several friends that are around that I could probably convince to go camping. By several, I literally mean two. So I might try to get camping. But so the problem with camping is that depending on the night, you wake up and you're covered in dew. Like, and everything's just wet.
You always wake up damp.
You wake up damp. That's the bad part about camping. But we start off at Storm Chargers, and they are loading Tori's van. It looks like Tori and Hunter exclusively are loading the van because they're the only two there right now.
More like Hunter's bringing stuff outside for Tori to load into the van.
Yeah, and she's putting it in the van. She's packing this van to the gills. And at first I was like, are they going somewhere? Or is Tori going to college? Or why are they at Storm Chargers? Doesn't matter. They're packing it up because apparently the boys, minus Cam, are all going on a camping trip, but Tori is going to drive them there with her big van full of stuff, and they're going to unload, and she's going to drive away and then come get them, presumably come get them later.
Right. Because Tori gets me.
Because Tori also wants to go sleep in a bed at night. So, well, actually, I don't think that's the case. I feel like Tori would want to go camping, but not the way they are doing it. Because they have, like...
I think that's true, because she shames them multiple times.
Constantly. Because they bring in, like, a generator. They got a whole bunch of stuff, and then, like, and she's like, this isn't really camping. You guys aren't, like, roughing it. You're just, like, going outside with the house, and they're like, well, whatever. Dustin comes out with a TV. She's like, you can't bring a TV camping. How are you going to watch? You can't watch the motocross super games or whatever is on while you're camping. That's ridiculous. And then Shane comes out with a portable generator. Like, well, if God didn't want us to camp, he wouldn't have made portable generators. So we're doing it. And she's like, this is ridiculous. They pack everything in. They start heading to camp. We cut to Cam and Sensei and Ninja Ops. They're looking for trouble, by which I mean doing a scan for monsters or whatever. And there just isn't any. And they both... Cam's like, maybe Lothar just went away. And Sensei's like, definitely not, Cam. There's no way that happened. And then Cam says something that I thought was... I don't want to say, like, intriguing, but I wrote down the note. Cam says he's making a bunch of new stuff for his Megazord.
Yeah,
nobody else's.
He said the Samurai Star Megazord.
Yep.
And you're right.
That's just his.
When he said that, I was like, oh, he means all of when they're all when one they, big one.
No, that's a but Hurricane
no,
Megazord.
That's the, yeah.
Nope. He's just making cool stuff for him now that he's got a Zord.
What a guy.
Kind of a dink move. We cut up to the spaceship. There's a meeting that they call it the officers. This is the first time we've ever heard them referred to as officers and not generals.
It's weird because they're all generals.
They're all generals. The episode's called General Deception. And they're like, all right, officer meeting. This is for the officers, all the officers, the meeting at the officers. And Mara and Capri are trying to get in. They're like, hey, we know that, you know, we're not officers, but we would like to hang out in this meeting. And Zergain's like, you suck and I hate you. Get out of here. And they're like, well, we don't want to listen to your loser meeting anyway. And they leave. So they go away. Then they're sitting around and Zergain's like, I have a plan and it's a good plan. It's going to kill the Power Rangers. So you all got to listen to me. And Vexica's like, no, I don't. You suck like wicked a lot. So I don't have to listen to you. And he's like, you better respect me. He's like, I don't have to do that actually. And it's basically, it goes from that to everybody just dunking on how much Zergain sucks.
Except Chubo, because Zergain stomps off, and Chubo's like, but what about the meeting? What was the plan?
Because, Chubo's a dork, so he was actually interested in having a plan and a meeting.
Yeah.
Also,
he prepared refreshments.
He had, like, a little snack plate. Also, Vexicus does sound like broken Matt Hardy, in case anyone is watching this and going, what does that remind me of? It's broken Matt Hardy. It's that same weird sort of British accent, but not really.
Right.
So then everyone dunks on Zergain hard enough for him to leave. And then, like, I guess Jubo leaves after him, or at least nobody else. I think everybody else leaves except for Vexicus and Shimazu. Because they both, like, get close to each other. Like, aha, we got him. Now he's going to go wear the Power Rangers down. Then we'll swoop in and kill them. That's the real General Deception. And then Mara and Capri hear this. And if you think that's going to be important, you're wrong. That does nothing.
They try to bring it up, but, like, I don't know. They're dumb about it.
Yeah. It just keeps reverting back to, like, oh, remember how they're idiots? Remember how we've had a lot of character development? Yeah. At least with Mara, that's gone. They're just going to be dumb, and that will get in the way of everything constantly.
Yep.
So then we cut back to the van and they're driving to camping. And Dustin wonders why the sky is blue and not see-through, because he started camping early, if you know what I mean.
He pre-camped.
He's pre-camping, for sure. And they're like, no, we've never thought that, Dustin. He's like, well, it's just air, which is clear. Why isn't it clear? And then Shane's like, I'm the air guy. Power of air. That's me. You worry about why the dirt is brown. I'll worry about the sky. Okay. And Dustin's like, whatever, man. Just asking a question.
Yeah. Shane gatekeeps him. Yeah. So you can't like air because I'm a dirt the air guy. You're a fake air fan.
Stay with the dirt, dirt boy. So Zurgan like sees this and he's like, aha, now I'll do it. But and then Mara and Capri come up and they're like, hey, they're plotting against you. And he's like, okay, yeah, what'd they say? And they're like, we don't know. And he's like, well, fuck the both of you then. Like, why even bother? So then Azaki comes in with a package that he has to sign for, because I guess mail gets up to the spaceship. He ordered it from the internet.
He ordered an upgrade from the internet. And I guess Zaki's are just like they do all intergalactic grunt work and not just like foot soldiers.
Yeah, they just do whatever you need. It's a PAM upgrade. What it actually does is kind of nebulous, but we'll see a thing that it can do later. So we cut back to the Rangers driving and there's like a girl on the road. She's like, help, help. And I thought this was Mara for a second, and then we get a close up and it's not even close to Mara, but she just sounded like Mara.
I did too. Because we only see her from, like, behind.
Yeah.
At first. And I was like, oh, that must be Mara. And I was like, no, they don't have a plan this episode. They're dummies on a spaceship.
So, but then, like, she runs out. And she's like, my friend needs help. We were climbing. And we need a rope. And they're like, oh, man. And Tori's like, did you put a rope somewhere between the PlayStation and the grilled cheese maker? Like, the panini
she
press?
She says between the TV and the laptop.
Okay. And he's like, yeah, we did. So he runs, he gets his big rope. They run over. There's a lot of like quick, like cool action cuts. And then we cut to like a canyon and they're like running up. And apparently like they were rappelling down the canyon and her friend's rope broke. So she can't climb up or down any, even though the rope is hanging there.
She got stuck. It's all we really get.
She's trapped.
There are also a bunch of other people around, like, looking concerned at the cliff edge.
Yeah, and I did like that. I thought that was good, because it was like, oh, it's like a real thing. It's like the Power Rangers exist in a world.
Yeah, because when they're pulling over, Dustin's like, hey, last time we pulled the van over, our school got sucked into space.
So maybe we shouldn't, but then they're like, no, we gotta, you know the rules. So they get out, they go to help her. Blake's like, I'm the lightest, so let me go down. They're like, good idea. So they attach the rope.
Hang on.
Okay. I mean, yeah, Tori's the lightest.
As soon as he says that, it cuts over to Tori.
Well, I don't... Yeah, no, you're right, because I thought the same thing. I was like, I definitely... Because just eyeballing it, I think Tori definitely probably weighs a little less
I think Tori is the lightest of the five of them. But also, after he says that, the four guys break off and form a plan, while Tori just, like, stands with the girl.
It's weird. It is like, hey, we're doing camping. You just are the driver, so, like, let us handle this.
Yeah, this episode is kind of bad to Tori.
Yeah, it is.
I almost don't like her in this episode.
I don't dislike her in the episode. It's weird because it's one of those things where it's like she is like not the antagonist of the. I mean, I guess she's the antagonist of camping in this, because she's like, this is dumb. Like, this isn't camping and all that. But like, also,
well, no, she's
the same,
just calling out that they are fake camper boys.
They're fake camping boys. And but also, like, at the same time, yeah, they are, right? Because like they have a TV out there. Like, I don't know. Like, when we'll see their little campsite later, and it's like straight up like a resort. Like, like they have bedrooms in their tent. It's like,
yeah, at one point, and this is like way ahead, but Hunter's like, hey, where's the fridge?
Where's the fridge? Like, oh, we don't know where the fridge is. Like, ah, oh, beans. And they try to order pizza. Like,
yeah, but there's no signal because they're really roughing it.
Because they're really, yeah. So, like, I don't think Tori's wrong, but they try to, like, paint her, like, they want it both ways. They want her to be, like, the bad guy and also to still be Tori. But then it's just, like, they get to parts like this and they're like, Tori, this is man work time, okay? If you just want to sit over there and worry about Blake for a minute, like, which is just a bummer. So they belay him down. He goes to, he like gets next to the girl and she's like kind of shaking or whatever. And he's like, are you okay? Hey, we're going to help you up now. And then Zergane walks under her and shoots her with the Pam, and she turns into a red Zaki, or I guess turns back into a red Zaki.
Yeah. Because I think they were always Zaki. Man, I really hope they were always Zaki.
Well, because with her, it's a little like, well, maybe he just turned this woman into a Zaki. But then we go up to the woman who was in the road, and they're like, is she okay? What's going on? And she's like, she's fine. And then turns into a Zaki. And then everyone there turns into a Zaki. And they're the red ones, which are the stronger, tougher, faster, better zombies.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to see the red zombies again.
Zombies? Why'd I call them zombies?
Because if this was a group of the regular Zackies, none of the fight would make sense.
No, the fight would be just pitiful, because like the Rangers get beat up a lot.
Yeah, I'm really glad there's that consistency of like they're hard to fight.
Yeah,
the red ones
are tougher. So Blake is fighting with the Zaki and they're like attached to ropes. At one point he gets like flipped upside down. And, like, Tori just runs over. Tori was participating in the fight, but then she, like, runs over to Blake, and she's like, Blake! And he has to see him get flipped upside down. And then, like, the rope gets cut, and she's like, no!
Yeah, they have, like, a whole cliffside fight, which is
it's
a
pretty
new
cool
thing. It's
yeah.
I don't think it's anything they've done before. The closest thing I can think of is when Carone was, like, falling down a cliff.
Yeah.
But that wasn't a fight.
That was mostly her getting thrown off a cliff.
Then she got caught by Kendrick. She was like, you're a Pink Ranger now.
Here, my ghost will give you Pink Ranger powers. Hooray! But yeah, so it's a pretty cool fight, but eventually the rope gets cut and he starts falling.
Yeah, and this is what... I guess saying I don't like Tori in this episode isn't fair. I don't like the way the episode treats Tori. Because the whole fight, the three guys up top and Blake on the cliffside are all fighting, and Tori is just worried about Blake. She's not participating in the fight at all.
Yeah, well, no, she was. She started in the fight, and then she stops at some point to go check on Blake, even though she wouldn't be able to tell if he was in trouble or not. And also, her being like, Blake doesn't do anything for him. So, like,
yeah,
she just stopped fighting, which is bad when you're all getting beat up. Also, I do want to point out, there's one stunt where Dustin does like a flip, does like a side flip to like kick a Zaki to show that like you can't just kick them because they're too strong.
Yeah.
That stuntman extremely pulled his groin. Like there's no way he didn't. Like the way he lands, his one foot lands while he's kicking and it like keeps going, but his foot is planted. I'm like, you just absolutely shredded your entire groinal section. Like it just looks so gnarly. And then he's like, then like Dustin, like, you know, Glenn McMillan is there like a second later, like, whoa, you can't kick him. And I was like, yeah, I hope that guy's all right though, because like that looked rough. But so Blake is falling and he's like, Thunderstorm Ninja Form, and then transforms and then lands.
A good thing, because he was going head first down a cliff.
Yeah, he was upside down when he was falling. Yeah. So that would have been pretty bad.
Kudos to that stunt guy for trusting the rope enough to fall upside down
for however long.
Well, because during the fight, he gets like flipped over and he like slides a good foot down the rope upside Ooh. Down before it catches.
Yikes. Yikes on bikes. That would be extremely scary. There's a lot of stuff this season where like they show like the stunt people doing. Like there's one point where I think it was like a couple episodes ago, or like five episodes ago, where Blake gets thrown off the cliff in the first motor drone episode, and like you just see the stunt guy like fly down a cliff on wires, but still like just attached to wires and nothing else, like on a real cliff. So he lands morphed, and then he jumps up. He does like a ninja jump and like attacks the Zaki, and then jumps and lands. This is when Tori is back in the fight and she gets like thrown. Remember the first episode of Power Rangers when they all get thrown in a pile?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Like they're all like, oh no, regrouping. And then like Tori gets thrown and she like stands up and then Blake lands. And then they morph and they fight more. And they do like some cool tricks and they do the gold swords and all that. But then Zergane, who is sitting out just like watching this happen, is like, well, now they're morphed, I'll jump in to help. He jumps in and starts fighting. And Shane is like, you know what, actually, fuck this, and just gets in his muscle butt suit and then just annihilates them. Like, just There's a pillar of flames coming out of his, like, he's a sorcerer. It seems like he definitely kills all of them. It also definitely seems like he killed Zergain, but he didn't.
He did not.
But they definitely kind of treat it like, there goes Zergain. See you later, bud.
Yeah. Yeah, because he just, like, comes back in a little bit. And it's like, oh, he's fine.
He just shows up again. But then literally the next scene, we cut from, like, Shane, like, summoning, like, the wrath of God to kill, like, 12 Zackies. To, like, Vexicus and so Shemazu being
Zackies,
like...
though. I mean, to be fair.
You're right. To be fair.
It's the equivalent of 24 regular Zackies.
So we cut from there to Vexicus and Shemazu being like, Lothar will never even miss him. So it seems like he's dead.
Yeah.
Like, that's the feeling they want you to get. Then Lothar comes in like, what'd I miss? And they're like, nothing. We're going to do a plan, though. And he's like, good, because your performance really sucks. And if you don't do good, if there's not some concrete results soon, I'm going to throw you into space or whatever. And they're like, oh, we're going to get some results.
It's really weird because I don't think they don't have a plan, right?
They're their plan is go down there and feel it out.
Yeah, because Lothar walks in, he's like, I hope I didn't miss any good sitcoms. Because he loves TV now, because he's a former television star.
Now he's a ousted television star.
And they're like, no, we're just talking about a plan that's going perfectly. And it's like, what do you mean?
I guess technically their plan is...
Let Zergain die?
Let Zergain wear him out and then attack them and then, like, clean up. But, like... They're not, like, wounded or beaten.
I mean, I don't feel... Because they're going to go down and start fighting them also in a minute. But I don't think they originally were going to do that until Lothar was like, I'm going to throw your ass off this ship if you don't... I looked at your progress reports.
Yeah.
And neither of you are doing anything for me.
Yeah, so...
Y'all take an hour and 15 minutes on lunch. calling myself out there. I do that every day.
Hey, man, back at Target, I was taking 40, 45-minute, half-hour lunches. I did not take a 15 shorter than 30 minutes for, like, the last, like, 4 months I was there. So, like, I got 3 lunches a day, baby. So we come back to the Rangers, and Shane's like, hey, Sensei says it's cool if we just go camping because there's nothing we can do there that we can't do here, which is nothing. So camp time. They're like, yeah, camp time.
Can you imagine... Just being that nonchalant.
I kind of would like to see what, like...
Because, like, you know more's coming.
Oh, yeah. Like,
but
for sure.
But you're just like, time to go camping. Let's order pizza to watch TV.
Might as well do a camp. So they get their whole thing set up. It's like this huge tent that's it's got a porch. Like, it's just this huge... Like, there's so much. And, like... They get the generator.
There's definitely, like, a huge tent with this porch, complete with a canopy.
Yeah.
That they have all their, like, lawn chairs under. And they're just watching a TV.
Just watching motocross. Blake just has a fishing pole. He's sitting there with one. He's not fishing. He just has one. And Tori's like, this isn't camp. I don't see how you can call this camping. And they're like, yeah. It's totally camping. Like, this isn't roughing it at all. And they're like, we're totally roughing it. Let's order a pizza. And I'm like,
but Blake does say, like, well, the point is to have fun.
That's true. Yeah.
And like, what more fun can I have than holding the fishing pole watching a motocross?
Just hanging out with my fishing pole. You got to try this pole.
Also, I feel like when they set this up, Tori was like unloading the van and then she like, turned over and everything was up and ready to go.
Yeah.
In like 10 seconds.
There is like, and I don't remember when it is, there is a shot of, it's like a transition, but instead of like a star wipe or whatever, it's just like the screen gets splashed with the next shot. And it like cuts to later. It was like really quick. I don't remember when it was. I feel like it was now. They're like, all right, well, let's go camping. And then everything was set up. It's like, okay, weird. So she's like, all right, well, y'all have fun at your resort. I'm going to drive back. I'll pick you up the day after tomorrow.
Yeah. She says she's going to go help Cam at Ninja Ops.
Yeah. There's some stuff he needs help with. I'm going to go help him build toys for his Megazord, but no one else's. And they're like, all right, bye, Tori. Whatever, Tori, go inside. And so she like gets in her van and she goes to drive away and it is like deep in the mud. Like the back tires are like fully in the mud. And she's like, can I get a push? This is when it is. This is when the splash is. It splashes, and then it's them pushing on the...
Oh, right, because then they're all covered in mud from the wheel spinning.
They are fully covered, and eventually they do push around. She gets out of the thing, but then they all face plant in the mud, and so they are just completely mud men. And also, Tori did hit the generator with her van. I don't know why the generator was placed in front of the van, because she was going to have to leave.
Like, well, because Shane was in charge of the generator, right? He's, well, he's kind of a dummy.
Because she feels bad, and it kind of seems like they're like, "This, you did this to us, Tori." And but definitely Shane must have put it in the worst spot, right?
Yeah.
Like, so we cut again. They showered. I guess they have a camp shower, but because they don't have a generator, it's very cold. But she's like hanging out by the river, and she's like, "Hey, sorry about that." And they're like, "Eh, it's fine." And she's like, "Well, while you were taking a shower, I did cook all of the burgers, which are on the grill, and I put the sodas in the river to chill." I don't know what that means.
Well, because when they got out of the river, because they were bathing in the river to wash all the mud off, I think Dustin says, like, that was really cold.
Okay.
So she put the sodas in there to make them cold, because I guess they forgot to pack a fridge.
Because they didn't pack the refrigerator, right. So I guess that makes sense. So they're like, ah, dope.
Or they can't, I mean, they can't use the fridge if Tori busted the generator.
No, generator's off. But so there, Blake opens it, like, opens the grill, and there's like all the burgers that looked very good, actually. and they're like, "You are forgiven." And then there's like a noise or a flash or both, and they're like, "What was that?" And they go over, and like, it's Shimazu and Vexicus, and they're like, "Hey, we're here to beat you up." Well, they don't say that. They say, like, "We're here to watch your demise." And Tori's like, "Don't you mean cause it?" And they're like, "Yeah, that one." And then they shoot her. Definitely seems like that was not the plan until Tori was like, "Shouldn't you be trying? Yeah, who's going to kill us if it's not you?"
I feel like they showed up and they were like, "Oh, we beat Zergane here. Damn it."
Ah, rats. same morph, and then there's a fight. They split off, so it's the Wind Rangers versus Vexicus and the Thunder Rangers versus Shimazu. They're going to do, like, a storm strike. They put their weapons together and do a storm strike. But he just, like, blocks it. Like, basically, it's just, like, blocks it. He's like, "Whatever." And then he goes, "Do you like spaghetti?" And then it hits them with laser whips, which is the dumbest shit I've ever heard on Power Rangers, I think.
I guess it's because these whips are very noodly.
But they're blue and lasers, but so...
Yeah, it's one of the worst lines of trash talk we have ever gotten.
It has got to be up there with, like, the worst trash talk lines, because it's nothing. It's just nothing. And then, so he whips them together with these laser whips, throws them up in the air, and just starts slapping them against each other. Like, the whips don't really do anything, but they just keep getting whapped against each other. And that seems to be the problem. Then we cut up to the spaceship. And Zergane's just there, so he's not dead. And he says, like, "Oh, I rigged the energy thing, so I'll definitely get them this time." And I think what he means is, I set up a booby trap in the doorway, so when they come in, they will be zapped. But then Lothar comes in, and Lothar gets zapped, and he's like, "Hey,
what
the hell?"
Look, I think at this point, I might have been trying to get Tucker off the damn end table. But I could have sworn he was like, "Yes, my upgrade worked," and just, like, fired a laser out of his head.
Oh, maybe he did that. No, I don't know. Because I kind of didn't understand what was happening. So maybe both happened.
Yeah, I feel like he was just like, when they come in, I'm going to fire my laser and I'm going to get them.
Shoot the whoop.
Then he just saw movement and shot, and it was Lothar. He cartered him.
And Lothar's like, "Go back to Earth, and unless you come back with a Power Ranger's decapitated head, don't come back."
"I want their heads on sticks, or you can stay there."
So you can go pound snow, buddy. So we cut back. The Thunders are fighting Shimazu. It's not going great for them. At one point, Shimazu just turns into, like, a big head, like his own head, but big, and shoots his tongue at him.
Yeah, he shoots his tongue at him, and he's like, "I can taste victory."
And then And then Hunter's like, oh, we got licked.
He says it like a question, though. He's like, we got licked?
He's like, yeah, that was a big tongue. That's what happened. So we cut back to Zurgain, who's in his Zord. He's getting in his big Zord, and he's like, I'm going to pirate the Power Rangers' powers, and I'm going to use it against them. And I was like, oh, he's got Kazaa. Oh, no. He's got Ranger Kazaa.
Oh, no.
He's going to download any parody song. It's going to say it's by Weird Al, no matter what.
Simpler time. More innocent times.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember, like, how hard it was to get music back? Like, you had to get, like, a client. You had to get, like, a whole thing that was literally just malware masquerading as a thing to let you steal music. And now I'm just like, let me go to YouTube. All right, copy the link. After 2 seconds on another website, I have that song now.
Yep.
Boom. So he starts getting that ready. We come back to the Rangers. Vexigus and Shimazu like gloat, and then they get shot. And I was like, did Zurgain just shoot them? But no, it was Cam. Cam just showed up. He's like, ah, there was trouble in the park.
I also thought it was Zurgain.
How much cooler would that have been if Zurgain was like, hey, I hate those two. Let me shoot them with a laser first.
Instead, Cam shows up and he's like, hey, forget these two schmucks. I got a bigger reading.
Yeah, something's on the way. So then they do the big cannon where they get like the Thunder Strikers and Storm Striker and they put them all together and it's like 7 feet long. And they shoot the big ball and then I think
when they're putting them together, I'm pretty sure it's Hunter who's like, nobody ruins my weekend.
Hunter also said something earlier, and it was half like your accent is slipping and half you definitely put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Right.
I forget what it was. He said like barbecue, or he's like he said like hamburgers, but he's like hamburgers. Like hamburgers. He's like he's the guy from the Pink Panther.
I want some hamburgers on my weekend.
So then they do the big can, they shoot it at him, and Vexicus and Shimazu just like slap it back at them and they get blasted. And instead of that doing anything, Zurgain shows up in a big Zord and they're like, oh, well, forget those guys. And the fact that they just literally nonchalantly blasted our big weapon back at us, we got to get in our Zords. So they hop in their Zords. There's 3 Megazords versus 1 Zurgain, which is what I think I called it last time he was in a Zord. They start summoning weapons. Every time they do, he Kazaa's them and he's got like a compact disc. And every time he steals something, it like powers up.
Yeah, he's burning the bootlegs onto a CD.
he's
I don't know if this is a CDR or a CDRW or if it's a plus or a minus.
I don't know what any of those mean anymore.
I don't either. I didn't really know what they. I knew an R was like you would record to it, and that was it. An RW was like rewritable, which would you
so you could
use for like backup, like files and stuff. Right. I don't know what the plus and minus was. I never that knew was, that. I just said, like,
get the plus.
I always told people, like, get the plus. Everything's compatible with the plus.
Get the plus. It's better. It's just is it a positively charged CD or is it a negatively charged CD?
Who in their right mind is buying a minus?
Nobody.
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 Terrible marketing.
So they do the starfish. And do you remember the last time they used the starfish?
I don't. Because Tori's like, been a while since we used this one. And they shot a bunch of starfish on him. And I was like, been never since you used this one.
They did use the starfish. They used it once in All About Beevil. And it was so quick that you didn't see it. But
that sounds about right.
The way they used it in All About Beevil is they put the star on the knee and then just dragon kneed Beevil in the face and killed her. They did not use it like little starros to suck the energy out of it. They didn't like throw little stars on him. That did not happen. They didn't. They've never used it this way. And there's like 5 that shot out. There was not that many the first time. So that starts downloading. Then the Thunders use like the Stingray thing, like the Stingray Qatar kind of thing. And they stab at it. And he's like, ooh, I'm downloading even more. And then Cam pulls out the B-Yo-Yo, and then that downloads it even more. And then I don't know if he fills the CD up
doesn't, because the B is the last one that it does, and there's still room for what I think is at least one more. I'm pretty sure two more downloads will fit. He's got about 10 minutes left on this CD.
he's 3/5 recorded onto the CD.
Could put a couple Rush songs on there. But it's going to say Boston as the artist.
And you're never going to know. And then you're going to hear, like, what's this song by Rush?
Tom name Sawyer. Rush?
Tom Sawyer. You're going to hear that. You're like, oh, I love Boston. And everyone's going to look and point and laugh at you. And be like, no, they did More Than a Feeling, you idiot.
You dummy.
Where'd you hear this song for the first time? Kazaa? And you're going to go, yeah. And they're going to throw rocks at you or whatever.
I only ever seen it in Kazaa.
One time, I don't know if I ever said this on the podcast, but back in college, we stole a lot of music because we didn't have any money, right?
Oh, yeah, so no, same.
You just pirate a lot. Kids don't anymore. It's so much easier to get it. Don't steal it that way.
It's so much less traceable.
Yeah. And also, it's way less traceable. And also, like, it's a lot easier just to buy stuff now than it used to be. Like, easier to buy stuff.
I was just thinking, because I put a bunch of music on my phone, and I was listening to it, and I have, like, full albums on there, of which I only like a song or two, and you don't have to buy the full album anymore.
You don't need to do that.
You can just buy the songs you like.
Yeah.
For $1.
Like, that's
maybe it. Maybe $1.30 if they're popular.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But, like, it's so much, you know, it's so much different now. But so we were stealing a lot of songs. My friend Hector had, do you know the band Ally and AJ? You heard them?
I have not. I don't think.
Okay. Well, they are, you've probably seen, I don't know if it's Ally or AJ. One of them, I think they both act, but one of them has been in more stuff. I can't remember which one. I think it's AJ was in more stuff. But they had a song. It was pretty popular back in 2008 to 2010. I don't remember when it was. I think it was probably 9-ish. And so my friend Hector pirated it, and so he had that. And then he also stole it again a different way. And so the first one said Ally and AJ, the song. It's the same song, because I guess he forgot he had it. And the second one said Ally and AG. And he liked the Ally. He put 4 stars on one of them and 5 stars on the other when he was rating which one. I think he likes Ally and AG a little better.
That was the thing, too, is, like, you never knew what you were going to get when you downloaded of that thing. I tried to download Cumbersome by 7 Mary 3 so many times, and there was only, I think, one file that everyone was sharing, and it skipped at exactly the same spot every time. I could not get a clean cut of Cumbersome by 7 Mary 3.
7 Mary 3. I've told the story about how my friend Josh downloaded the silent episode of Buffy and only got the audio for it. I've definitely talked about that before. And then at one point, my friend Lyndon downloaded a Sean Paul song, and it skipped, and we didn't notice because it just sounded like the song, but it was definitely skipping. Anyway, he doesn't wait to fill up his CD. He's impatient. He's a millennial. He wants it now. So he shoots a blast at them, and they all get knocked down, and Vexicus is like, ooh, interesting. And then that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, it just says to be continued while Zurgain is laughing in his Zord.
Yeah, and he's like, aha, I did it. And that's the end. So Josh, I started. Yeah. So what's the best?
I think the best for me was that cliffside fight. I just thought it was really neat.
I think I might agree with you. Tori's hair, her hair was in, like, 2 braids and looked really good, and I feel like almost every episode I could just give it to Tori's hair, but this episode did have, like, a lot of interesting stuff happening. I think I'm also going to give it to the cliff fight, because, like, it was well done, and again, props to that, to Dustin Stunt Guy, because he absolutely just, like, wishboned his crotch.
There were a couple of good falls and moves during that whole fight. But I really liked the cliffside stuff just because it was something new and it was pretty well done. Yeah. It was pretty neat to watch.
Yeah. And it wasn't just like 1 second of like, I'm on a cliff. Oh, I'm upside down. Oh, I'm falling. It was like, I'm fighting and now I'm fighting upside down and now I'm falling. What's the worst?
I'm torn. I have two things and I don't know what way you're leaning.
Okay.
But I think either Tori stopping in the middle of a fight to go worry about Blake Or Mara and Capri, just in general on the ship.
Mara and Capri is like sad, because we know that they're both so much better than what they get given.
They showed them to be incredibly capable when they were taking over the Thunder School.
Yeah, they literally, and I think about this every day. Mara was like checking her nails while beating up ninjas and not looking at them. And then like two episodes later, there's like a little boy who does like a kata stance and they run away screaming. And it's like, I need you to be consistent a little bit, Power Rangers. I'm going to give it to Tori just like stopping. Maybe she heard Blake yelp or something, but like either way, like, you're in a fight. It's bad already.
I mean, I get like going over to check on him, but when she gets there, that's just like, that's all she does until he morphs and comes back up. And I feel like it's almost like a whole minute.
It's a while. Yeah, that's my worst. I'm gonna give it to
I'll agree. I would give it to Mara and Capri, but this is unfortunately not the first time that they've been treated this way.
It's unfortunate that it seems like them being cool is the exception and not the rule.
Yeah, and that sucks. All your make cool characters. All your characters should be cool.
Yeah, right? Who's MVP?
I don't know. I think Blake, maybe?
Yeah, I see. I was going to give it either Blake or Dustin. Blake, on the fact that he's like, hey, I'm the lightest. The plan will work best with me, because then you won't have to lift up like dense ass Shane, right? But also, Dustin was just very funny in this episode, and I just liked him a lot. So, I don't know. I'm going to give it to Dustin.
All right, I'm going to say Blake.
Okay. Now we got to tentatively rank it.
Oh, right.
Unless you want to just skip that this time.
Look, that's what you want to do.
I'm just going to look at the... Oh, it does. It looks like I can't open my app. So, yeah, maybe we'll just skip it this time.
Okay.
Yeah, my internet's being weird. There's a good 4 minutes that are didn't hear.
When you can get back into the list.
Okay. What did I write?
Number 15 is just blank.
Uh-oh.
So I'm assuming that was the last episode?
Maybe. I'll look at it.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Oh, no, it's bad. It's there now. It took a minute.
Did it just not load?
It just, I don't know. It's just finished loading and it popped in, and now it's Eye of the Storm.
That was the last episode.
Okay.
So,
well, it's there. It just.
Okay, good.
It just was right by. Weird. It's that one rhino at the end of the Jumanji line.
I'm trying, guys. Yeah, it's not letting me open the dock. So, we'll skip that this time. So this is a two-part week, so we'll see you on Friday for...
Is it not letting you open it because the Wi-Fi on your phone is off?
Yeah, the Wi-Fi on the phone is off, and I don't want to turn it back on or else it will shred the episode again, maybe.
Right. All right, well, we'll do it next time.
Yeah, we'll figure it out next time. We'll try to remember. How do you feel about this one? Like
I feel
upper, middle, or lower?
I feel lower. I feel kind of bad about this one.
Yeah, it's weird, because and so the episode that just aired was, I don't remember which one it was, but the episode that just aired, it was the Brothers in Arms. It was the motorcycle episode with the first episode of Motor Drone. And like, we liked it a lot and we put it pretty high, I think. But like, while we were talking about it, I was like, it sounds like we didn't like this episode. But then at the end, I'm like, I like this episode. And I'm like, this is weird. It's just like, it doesn't translate to talking about, I guess. And I feel sort of the same with this one, but also kind of the opposite.
Yeah, I did not. When this was over, I was like, I didn't like that one.
I don't know. I think all the camping stuff I really loved, and I was like, man, I wish that this was just the episode.
I wish a fifth of the episode.
Yeah, I wish it was more than one Kazaa download of the episode. I just want to watch these kids like have fun and hang out and like do stuff. I want teen drama and not necessarily monster drama out of these kids more than anything, which is, you know, I guess probably not going to. We're 33 episodes in. It's probably not going to happen.
I just don't think that's the direction Power Rangers is going to take anymore.
No.
Where
this
it's
is a
like,
bummer.
It's teen drama and then they fight a monster at the end.
Yeah, they fight a monster because of the teen drama and not like while, yeah, like,
or
instead of, you know,
their teen drama is turned into a monster.
That's the best. That's the secret sauce right there. That's, I think that's the best way to
if
do it.
If they had
but...
turned the TV or into... the generator into a monster, that's exactly instead... what Zed would have done.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you like camping, huh?
But you have
anyway.
To fight Tori's van.
And she's like, no, my van. I love that van. It's the only one like it on the country. We will see you on Friday for General Deception Part 2. But until then,
may
the power protect
you. Oh, you're back.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Nope.